We are back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And Ben, before the Super Regional kicks off, first pitch, 7 p.m., we got drama. This game, I don't know if the team necessarily cares, but it feels like the intensity might be ramped up a little bit over some hotel drama.
Oh, my goodness. And in my world, I deal with people that do this stuff too. Like, yeah. I have people in on my show that deal with it. So I've heard just about every side of the argument that you could hear. It sounds like there's about four or five different stories out there where they all think that they're right. Mm-hmm. And somewhere there has to be probably the truth that lies somewhere in the center of all
well,
that.
Let's dig it. Let's put everything out there and okay. Let's you and me find the truth. Or let's try to see if we can.
Let's make up the truth. Here we go.
Let's see if we can figure out what the truth is. So, yesterday on Ole Miss's 247 message board, a random poster named Home in Swayze. So, he's clearly an Ole Miss baseball guy. He says, Auburn horse feces shenanigans. That what's the time? I thought it said horse face. I don't. And now that I think about it, that doesn't make any sense. Auburn horse feces shenanigans. That's okay. The title. And it says, apparently Auburn failed to block off enough hotel rooms for the Super, and our traveling party is split among two different hotels. Okay, that's how it started. I don't think anybody would have really cared, but then essentially one of the lead guys of 247, Chase Parnum, which I actually really like Chase. He's actually really good. He's one of the better guys that covers a team, I feel like, in the Southeastern Conference. But he, on especially for 247, he puts up this post in response. The Auburn Visitors Bureau, which right off the bat I love, it's because it's not called that. Auburn Visitors Bureau and the Auburn Athletics Department are supposed to work together to secure the space. No one answered Ole Miss's requests for multiple days, and then they were told the point of contact no longer worked at the hotel and no reservations in the system. I heard yesterday the team, some or whole, was at the Holiday Inn in Opelika, but no clue the split. Now, before we jump into it, a screenshot of that was then shared on Twitter, and it really exploded to the point where Auburn felt like they needed to make a statement. Okay, now before we jump into the conversation, the Super Regionals are different than a regular baseball series because the NCAA requires you to at least block off in reasonable accommodations, it's like 25 rooms. Is that right? For a baseball team, for a super regional, something like that.
I don't know what they require you to block off. And we'll get this in discussion. Ole Miss asked for extra.
Okay. But that's besides the point. We're going to get to that. But yeah. You're required to block off a certain amount of rooms.
The one requirement I know for a fact, because I don't know about the certain number of rooms, but the one requirement I know for a fact is it has to be within 30 minutes of the facility.
Which is crazy because I feel like when we went to Oregon State, we had to drive an hour, if I remember that correctly.
That's exactly the way it is, and Auburn voiced their opinion about that and basically got told by the NCAA, that sucks for you, we hate it, because Oregon State had – Oregon was hosting both graduation and outdoor track and field national championships. Corvallis also had graduation going on that weekend. There were not enough hotel rooms for the Super Regional. And, yes, Auburn was placed in Portland. And I got this information this morning from the athletic department. And that was the thing. Auburn never complained about it. They just dealt with it. And, of course, they kind of let it go. You didn't have anybody from 247 at Auburn getting on there and commenting about it because Auburn was just like, hey, this is a hand we've been dealt. Let's just deal with it and go from there.
Now, one more thing.
They basically told Auburn, too bad. Yes, that's the requirement within 30 minutes. You got screwed. I hate it. Deal with it.
Okay. So now, one other piece of context that nobody's talking about, and Ben, you honestly reminded me of it before we started recording. on Tuesday, Auburn hosts potentially the world's most famous athletes team in a soccer match where they're predicting to be somewhere around 250,000 people in and around Auburn for that particular event on Tuesday. Okay, so I don't think people all – everybody's going to drive in on Tuesday.
No.
It's going to be hotel rooms are tough to come by in Auburn right now, this weekend, in the beginning part of next week. Okay.
And there's that, more to it than that, too, on that side of it, Kyle, because people go, oh, well, the teams may be coming in, but they're not coming in until later. Okay, so this is a FIFA event. It's not an Auburn University event. The FIFA sends their crew of people that will be working the event along. So it's not just the teams coming in and the fans. It's FIFA's organization has rented rooms in the local area to stay, to be here for the weekend leading up to Tuesday's match between Iceland and Argentina. So, because that's been a thing that I've seen people ask online. They're like, yeah, but they're not coming in on Tuesday. It's like, no, the organizers are here now. Like, they've been here for like a week. So that's another part of it that is cut down on the hotel rooms, because you got people that don't even live here staying here because they got to work an event on Tuesday.
Exactly. Okay. Now I'm about to turn you loose. then, so we got the post response. He responded in a thread. It went viral. Then he did another post that he started. This is Chase Parham.
Yeah.
He says, on the hotel situation, all the players are at one hotel. That's at least some bit of good news with what's been a crazy scenario. And then, you know, a lot of people started posting Rhett Hobart's response. And Chase actually confirmed Rhett's response and says, this was a hotel screw up. Auburn's ultimately responsible, but the breakdown did happen at the hotel level. Okay, so that's where we are. Now I'm going to turn you loose as far as the story around the original post that was shared, because obviously you have a lot of connections in the Auburn Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, for whatever. That was part of the, and I tweeted that where I said, first and foremost, I said, let's do a little investigation before we go popping off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, number one, it's not called the Auburn Convention Bureau and
Visitors Bureau. Get it right.
Yeah. Visitors Bureau. number two, you know, it's called the Auburn Opelika, you know, it's Auburn Opelika Tourism is what it is. I think that's another thing that the fans that wanted the gotcha moment from Ole Miss kept acting like they were being housed in Atlanta instead of Opelika, which is literally, people kept sharing the map. I think it's like 20 minutes to get to the ballpark.
15 miles.
Yeah.
They're staying, if you're familiar with Auburn, they're staying, the Auburn, it's actually Opelika, on the other side of the interstate of Tigertown. They got this new center. I think it's called Cap's Landing. There's a movie theater. There's a, you know, Eagle gas station, Freddy's, you know, frozen custard and fries and burgers and whatever that is. And then behind it is Holiday Inn Express Suites and a La Quinta, like two brand new hotels. They're in the same parking lot. So all the team is in one.
Yes.
And then the extra items that they requested over and above what Auburn's required is in the other.
Yes.
Go.
And so with that said, there's a couple of things that I do agree with Chase on one thing, and that is this was a hotel issue. So everybody that was throwing Auburn under the bus or throwing tourism under the bus is not them. Now, I've heard conflicting reports, because you got Rhett saying that, you know, that it was a hotel issue, and you've got Chase saying that the person quit and was no longer there. I've also been told that, okay, so they had a contract originally. And
they being?
Ole Miss did. And keep in mind that this hotel was used for the regionals too. So they're well aware of how to house baseball teams, because – and I don't know what the original hotel is. Kyle asked me that. I don't know. I have not been told. And if it weren't for, honestly, Chase throwing them under the bus that the Holiday Inn was where they were going, I think that would have remained nameless too. So, Auburn fans, be nice. Don't go around blowing the horn at 1:30 in the morning tonight after the game.
Yeah.
At Holiday Inn in Tigertown. So, what I was told is, so they had secured it, And then there was a bit of a change, and they needed to bring or needed 25 extra rooms for accommodations, I guess, for staff, for support staff, for people to within the athletic
family, maybe,
maybe whatever it may be. And so that there was a redraw up of the contract that was sent because that was not what was originally blocked off, because these things are contracted. You know, it's a contractual agreement. And so then some sort of miscommunication between the hotel and Ole Miss, they didn't receive that redo of the contract. So with the FIFA thing, with other people coming into town to go to the game, for people that just may be visiting in general, for family reunions or whatever may be taking place, they didn't have those extra 25 rooms. And so then that was when the he said, she said started. Yeah. So Auburn and AO Tourism jumped in, and another partner that Auburn uses and the tourism uses with the Holiday Inn Express. And keep in mind, the team never knew none the wiser. They went straight to the hotel, checked in, got their practice gear.
Yeah, they didn't show up. It almost makes it feel like they all showed up at the hotel, and yes, they're in the lobby, and they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have your rooms. That's the way it's made.
Yes, to be. And that's like, not what it all happened at
they
all.
They knew where they were going.
Yes.
When they got here. They knew, yes, the hotel they were going when they got here. Keep going, sorry.
And so my problem with Chase was he didn't do a little investigative work. As a reporter, which he probably should have done before, and I get that it was a screenshot that got shared and he didn't have a whole lot to do with that, but before he knew, he knew when he put that up there, it was going to rile up the Ole Miss crowd on the message boards. I mean, he had to have known that that was going to happen. And so then it went from there, and it wasn't handled properly, in my opinion. And I'm not putting 100% of the blame on him. All I'm saying is, hey, before I respond to this or before I tweet this, let me do a few phone calls first, make sure I get both sides of the story here. And it sounds like that's not what took place. I think the ability to be comfortable, like you and I get comfortable when we're doing this pod, but we need to make sure we're trying to be factual as well when we do it. The ability to be comfortable amongst his fan base, he probably didn't picture the fact that all the pissed off Ole Miss fans were going to screenshot it and start using it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram to say Auburn was screwing them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's ultimately, I think, and I don't necessarily think that was Chase's intention. And
I don't think it was.
I don't think he was even going to address it.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody was going to address it. He just responded to a regular old message board poster, and it kind of went haywire from there. I do take issue when he talked about the no one answered Ole Miss's request for multiple days. Like, I don't like that, because he went and kind of backtracked and he's like, well, I was talking about the hotel because that person's no longer there or something like that. And it's like, yeah, but when you read that, especially when you read it online in a Twitter thread, it looks like you're trying to phrase this thing as Auburn screwed us. And they basically said
and tourism in town.
Yeah,
made it seem like those two organizations are the ones that dropped the ball, and that's not what took place. And so, I mean, I don't know what he needed to do, an apology tweet to Auburn University and to AO Tourism, and, you know, or how he went. I'm just, again, I think when he responded, it never crossed his mind that Ole Miss fans were going to screenshot it and start sharing it all over the internet, and Auburn fans were going to get a hold of it. Rhett Hobart was going to get a hold of it, who's in charge of game day activities. Tourism wasn't going to get a hold of it. And then when they did, they were like, hey, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
And it caused a big stink. And so, again, this is the play in the victim thing. I mean, you've seen that. It seems.
I will say this, and to your point, which you're about to go into, Ole Miss is extremely sensitive right now. Like, the fans and the program as a whole, because they are taking it from all angles. Like, you just had Nick Saban subtweet you, subtweet your football program in front of Congress.
Yeah.
You know, you got the whole Lane Kiffin stuff, and then now it's this, and you're like, man, we can't catch a break. We're poor, pitiful us kind of thing.
And they got a history with Auburn, because Tommy Tuberville left in the middle of the night to come to Auburn.
I don't think anybody cares about that anymore.
Oh, let me tell you, they still care about it. One of my former bosses is an Ole Miss grad, and she brought it up at least once a week. So Okay. Some of them still care about it. I don't know. You know, and that could be because he's running for governor or something, that it's just bringing back old memories. I don't know. But they clearly, they've got an issue with just about everything right now. And like you said, it's coming from all sides, football wise, now baseball wise. I think it just could have been handled differently and handled a little more carefully. And especially somebody that's known as a quote unquote writer that's supposed to clear stuff before they say something, and for him to get names wrong as well as actually everything that took place not 100% right, it could have just been handled a different way. I don't care what the fans think. I mean, that's the thing, is I don't
actually want them mad.
Yeah, I don't care if they're mad.
Their tears taste so sweet.
What exactly? You know, what I care about is when you throw. And again, he didn't mean to do this, but when it's perceived, and perception's reality, that you throw AO Tourism and Auburn University under the bus, when it looks like that is the furthest thing from what happened, that it was more of a hotel issue than AU and tourism, then I think that you need to, you know, retract that and come back and say, hey, I got it wrong. Like, upon further investigation, this is what happened. And that hadn't necessarily happened yet. So, again,
it ain't gonna happen.
The power of social media.
It ain't gonna happen. Ain't nobody apologizing for nothing.
No.
But let's not play this poor, pitiful Ole Miss. Oh my God! Look at what we're having to do. I mean, you're right there on the interstate. It's 15 minutes or 15 mile. It's close. It's extremely close to the stadium.
It is 21-minute drive, because somebody put the time – they screenshot their, you know, from the front door of Plainsman to the front door of the Holiday Inn, and it's literally like a 21-minute drive.
Yeah, it's you know, brand-new hotels. Like, let's just don't pretend like we're in like a Roach Motel somewhere in, you know, BFE. Like,
no, and this hotel has been used by other teams. I mean, that's why they had the partnership. That's why when all of this took place, and you talked about how he was alluding to the hotel, not the university, when they were like, calls went unanswered. It's like, Auburn's got connections with every hotel in town because they have to put people up all the time. Like, don't do that. Don't say that. And it turns out he was talking about the hotel, but perception's reality, and everybody perceived that he was throwing Auburn under the bus as well as tourism under the bus.
So I want to break down something you said earlier and make sure we have this right before we get out of here. So there is a hotel. We don't know the name of the hotel. I don't know how. We don't know it yet, but there's a hotel. I don't even want to assume, because then I open myself up.
Assume, because we talked about this morning on the show. I'm assuming that they're talking about Grand National.
Okay.
And the reason being is because there are a lot of teams that stay there because they request to stay there. It's away from town.
They have the big meeting ballrooms and things like that. Yes. That's actually a longer drive. That would be a longer drive to Plainsman Park than it will be from the Holiday Inn Express. So we have this hotel, and Auburn apparently, supposedly, does what they're required to do for the regional and blocks off their 25, whatever the number is they're required to do. They did that. Okay. Yep. And then Ole Miss requested more on top of that.
Which is not an unusual request.
Not an unusual request.
Auburn just did that with golf out in California, because that last day, support staff went out there to be with them. So they needed more rooms too in Carlsbad. That's not unusual to ask.
But with everything that's going on in Auburn, with the soccer event coming up, people just wanting to come to Auburn to watch the Super Regional, those extra rooms were not available or were available?
Not all were, but not all. Apparently not all 25 were, because they needed 25 extra.
Okay, so then the hotel sends them a new contract with the 25 plus whatever they had available, not which wasn't the full request. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
And then Ole Miss doesn't sign the contract, or they don't receive the contract, or whatever.
Yep.
And if the hotel just canceled their reservations because they didn't get the new contract signed?
I was under the impression it wasn't canceled. It was that they started renting out other rooms. So it was kind of by default. Like they just basically said, we don't have what you need anymore.
We don't have, we have the 25, yeah, but we don't have.
We got your minimum. We got what you requested. And even better, Ole Miss benefits from this from a support staff and a fan and a family aspect, because this particular group that's doing it now gave them an extra 35, not 25. So they were able to block off even more.
Okay, well, don't get to that point. We're not there. We're still on the original hotel. Yeah. So here's where I'm trying to get to. Were there hotel rooms for them there or not? Because Rhett Hobart at Auburn says his response was there were no reservations. They dropped the ball. He says we had a local hotel contracted for months. They did not hold up their end of the agreement and never blocked off the rooms. Now, could he be talking about the extra rooms, or is he talking about rooms in general?
That's the thing, is I don't know, because I'm under the impression that they still had their minimum allotment. Now, they went on to say, I don't know if it was Red or the or Chase went on to say that apparently the person that did it quit and they didn't rebook them or something like that, or that person was no longer with the company. I can't speak to that. I do not know if that's a fact or not. I don't, if it's where I'm assuming it is, this is first news I've heard of that particular position being open at this point in time.
He says there was, okay, he says Ole Miss also requested 25 additional rooms. Not uncommon, but there was no shot that the hotel, which already didn't block the contracted rooms, could also then come up with 25 more.
Mm.
So, which one is it?
I don't know, because I've been told by various people basically three different accounts of what's going on.
Well, hold on. So three different
or two different accounts of what's going on, like that version that you're talking about and like what Red has alluded to.
Yeah.
And then I've also been told that, no, they had their minimum blocked. It was the extra 25 that was the issue.
Hmm. So what do we go with? Because it, to me, what motivation does Auburn have? Because if the their 25 rooms were there, and the 25 rooms were there, Ole Miss just didn't want to split anybody up, so they bowed out, and Auburn found them another place. If that's the story, what motivation does Auburn have then to essentially throw a hotel under the bus to protect Ole Miss when they just asked for more than you know what we were required to offer?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. That's where I'm confused, because of the
people
that I talked to, it's being contradicted by a couple of different people. Like that.
Well, then if you're Auburn and this actually did happen, you never use this hotel again, right? So I don't know why the keeping the name secretive is a thing. Like it is kind of embarrassing. You know, that it is kind of embarrassing that this whole thing's happening. Like, it does feel like a ball was dropped somewhere, and that, like, when you get to the Super Regional, this can't happen. You know what I mean?
I know.
We lucked out with Coastal Carolina, you know, because they probably didn't bring a big fan base and traveling party with them. Mm-hmm. So this probably wasn't an issue. And then also you didn't have the soccer event. The soccer event changes everything. It makes it – I can't just be like, act like this is no big – this should have been no big deal. The soccer thing throws a wrench in everything. But I don't know which one – what's going on here?
Well, that's what I can't quite figure out. We don't know if the hotel, depending on who it is being completely honest either. Because, you know, when they – was it Chase that said they were told that the person that originally did it quit, and then the new management said that it wasn't blocked, or none of it was blocked off? And it's like, is that their damage control of saying, hey, that employee must have erased the block when they left because they were, you know, a disgruntled employee? Like, there's so many
ways. What's more important as a hotel if you're running a hotel?
Oh, bookings. You want book. You want rooms filled is what you want.
No, but what's more important, which bookings is more important? The ones that you're in a contract with or you're supposedly got a partnership with the university who's going to continue to bring you tons of booked rooms?
Yeah.
Or a bunch of one-offs that are probably here for the World Cup or you know, here and gone. And, you know, maybe they come back next year for one weekend or you want to try to satisfy the university.
Oh, if I'm the hotel, I'm making sure the university and tourism are happy.
100%.
Because that's what a lot of people don't understand what AO Tourism does. Like, they're responsible for recruiting a lot of places that come here and putting them in rooms. It's not just, they work in conjunction with the university.
Yeah.
On that kind of thing. So the hotel's got to keep two people happy, tourism and the university, or the university first and tourism second. I mean, there's a lot of times the university will even contact tourism and said, we got this coming in. Can you help us out? And they put people, you know, they're the ones that make the allocations of the rooms. So they work hand in hand with one another. See, when you ask that question, if I'm the hotel, I don't care if I piss Ole Miss off. I don't care if I piss the World Cup people off. What I don't want to piss off is the university and tourism, because that's who I'm sleeping with every night.
Exactly. No pun intended. I mean, it is a hotel that you know, where you go sleep. It's wild. And then there's the whole everybody, they're mad because the NCAA also requires 600 tickets and they have to be seats, not standing room only. So I think there is a lot of fold out chairs.
There is a folding chairs
that have been put out, which is not the, I have mixed review. Like at one point of it, I'm like, on one side, I'm like, yeah, stick it to them. You know, it's a road game. Get used to it. And then on the other side, it's kind of like, oh man, you know, we're trying to be this, you know, big time program. I don't know.
I have zero issue with the folding chairs.
Yeah. I don't really. It's kind of 50. I'm 70-30 on it. There's 70% of me that doesn't care, and there's 30%. And I'm like, it's kind of tacky.
The only reason those folding chairs are out there is to be in compliance.
I know.
So they can sit their ass on the hill.
Well, I'm just saying we had to give them seats.
Yeah.
So like everybody else, does this hat would you get a folding chair section at Ole Miss, or do you just go get seats in the stands?
I mean, if it's an away team, that's like every away team always puts the damn band up in the upper deck. Put them in folding chairs.
Yeah, but that's a seat. You know what I mean? It's a seat. I don't really care. Well,
totally, I'm fine with that. I'm 100% fine with it. I'm not 70-30. I'm 100% fine with that. Speaking of which, before we get out of here, I do want a cool story out of Troy, because I think it's cool that you got three teams in the state of Alabama playing host to Super Regionals this weekend. Cool story out of Troy. I don't know if you saw this online, Kyle. You were talking about seats. It made me just think of it. For 100 of their students, they got like bleachers right down there on the field. Like just out off of foul territory. Like they brought them in, and I mean, they'll be like where they can literally touch like a player when they walk by. I think that's
if they put like a barrier around it, so it's like a fence.
Yeah, they got temporary fencing around it so that way they don't.
Where is it? Like on the right field line or left field line?
That's where it. When I looked at the picture and I saw it, I said I can't tell what side that's on because it was like a close up shot, but Troy like released the thing and said, you know, rewarding 100 of our students. And they get to sit there for free. Like they're doing kind of like, you know, Auburn did and Alabama's doing, like somebody in the athletic department bought their tickets for them and they're going to put them down there. I want to say they're probably, because people were chirping underneath. I think it's on the visiting side so they can chirp the bullpen of the visitors.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think it's on the visiting side.
Smart.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's genius. I think it's great. This is what makes baseball fun, man. You get to this type of stuff, super regionals. Auburn bringing in folding chairs, putting extra bleachers out there, selling $2.50 beers and hot dogs during, you know, weather delays. I mean, stuff like that is just, that's what makes it intimate, makes it fun. I mean, I can tell you right now, and I love Auburn University to death, during the Virginia game, the monsoon, the Virginia game, you didn't get no $2.50 hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't happening. And
I got a message for Ole Miss fans that are concerned about the accommodations at a host super regional that's not themselves. They did have the option to – they did have the – I don't know if options. They did have the chance to host it themselves, but you know what you got to do?
So at the end of the day, if you don't like it, play better.
At the end of the day, you don't like it, play better. You could host your own super regional.
So instead of going to a regional in Nebraska and then having to come to a super regional in Auburn.
They're housed. The team is together.
Yes.
Their traveling party is separate by a parking lot. They are nice hotels. They are new hotels. And they are no more than 15 minutes from the stadium.
And there's a lot around
we'll
them.
We'll be fine.
They got a roadhouse that's right across the street. They've got the movie theater right behind them. They got a couple of other bars and restaurants. There's a
I doubt any of them, any of that will be utilized, but regardless, they're fine. They're comfortable. There ain't nothing. There ain't no excuses.
No.
You come up here and you towed it. You towed your two losses.
And
you go back to
by the way, when that post was made, they were already here and staying in those.
They were already here. Exactly.
That's the problem I got with it.
They didn't show up at RTJ or wherever it was, whatever hotel it is. They didn't show up. All of them standing in the lobby, and they're like, oh, by the way, we don't have your rooms. And then they had to load back up, miss practice because they had to load back up and go find another hotel. That ain't the case. That ain't what happened. Guys, it's going to be a fun weekend. So y'all buckle up. We're going to get out of here. War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.